Blog Talk Radio.
You already know what time it is.
Dramatic.
I like that.
I just got to tell the truth, man.
Look at a little Hey Roo, smooth come through, raw in the flesh, the hoodie tattoo, black man, you're the sun, shine on the galaxy, mama be the earth, birth in the reality, it's all in you, deep in the womb, sold in the seed, bring it full bloom, be the light in the dark, spark the creation, cause ye are the gods, raise the vibration, divine elevation, rise to occasion, setting the example, building the foundation, the nation, the king, queen, different deity, supreme, the divinity, the all, my identity, the God in me.
Personification of God on earth.
It's not a mystery, God. Check your history, God. Like graffiti, it was written on the pyramid walls. Hieroglyphically carved. For the Greeks and the Romans, it was meant to be God. But then it went from woolly hair, feet the color of bronze, to this Caucasian version, blue-eyed and blonde. Don't know what side you want. They say it's God versus the devil, but I say the mind control. The hell in your heaven, supreme mathematics. I be the number seven. Salvation ain't in the sky. It ain't in the reverend. It's ingrained in your essence. Written in your DNA. Records, it's your ancestors.
Freeing me, getting me where I need to be. Not talking about deities, but something we can see. Like my swag when I'm on top of my beers, and when I talk with my kids, and when I walk with the spirit of the ancestors. I know that I'm blessed cause I come from the best. It's my honor and my armor, so nobody can test. And I learned from my mistakes, so I had to regret. Yeah, you looking at the G-O-D right here in the flesh.
As we come to the circle and we say Ashe, and we pour libation, giving thanks and praise. The original way ain't nothing man-made. Ghetto gospel with a little tea pain.
But when it comes to the children, Wu-Tang is for the children. We teach the children.
God made everything around me, forget about them. Check this old fly shoot out.
It's been 23 long hard years, I'm still hustling. I was brought up around these beats to kill something. Started off fucking shit in the booth, but still fronting. Terror alert on armors, my nipples are pill something. This is cynical, so crazy spitting them rhymes. Ill nipple crack my head and started gushing my lines. Since the womb, you know P been chucking up the W. Respect my laws, borrow is still nothing to fuck with two. I move heaven and earth with two fingers, paralyzing weak nipples with these killer be stingers. We don't hear that weak shit that you bring up, popping your lips, balling my fist, making sure you sip the food that you heat up. You ain't know that your chick was an eater. Bop in the garden, in the crib, rolling shooters while I'm kicking my feet up. Hey. The best you never heard. Bars hitting like you stomped on the curb. Got it.
I done heard you fit your bed 16. I'm damn hot, so you gon' get sketched from a flame. No horses, I'm wet from the rain. When the temperature rise, your identity get left in the flames. Cause you could get left in the train. Cause when it come to grind it, I bump it out like Fresh, not his name. I used to be impressed by you lame. Now when you see the Mac shells fly out like jets in Ukraine, be bad like you try to throw a hex on my name. I play with y'all, but no, I'm not a game. By the boom, by the bang, I open
up a wound on your face. Continue to roll through like skates. Nine shots out the nine. Rattle the whole trunk like bass. With an ultraviolet lens on a K. You scared I should punch you in your face. You better be aware, cause these shells, I'ma put them where I can't. I'm sick of mine.
High coming down like a building in September. My smiley face is gone because it's cold in December. We got to celebrate New Year's. Too cold hearted to remember. I need a reminder. A bitch like Rihanna. I'm about to hit the billboard. Monopoly, get more. If you knew better, you do better. Ask Snoop Dogg. In Brooklyn, we, when it rains, the bodies fall. Your little brother better pick up when dirty calls. I'm the godfather, not the movie fool, y'all. Tony Montana, I'm old dirty bastard. Young dirty, red, red, blue bandana. Who the f*** wanna f***ing stop me? I'm crazy. Wanna stop me? My rhymes are so blazing. Hip-hop persuasion, pick a fuck up.
I said you can't get too friendly with niggas, they might bite you. Pretend fake like you, really wanting to knife you. Cut they own nose, I suppose, just to spite you. Find that shit annoying, but also kinda delightful. Romance shit with my dead face on. Found a path, aftermath, after blasting A songs. It's a craft, if you catch it, then you crash. Stay wrong, call me chef, black magic, how I master that song. Processing the fall like processing the raw cocaine. Uncut, balloon busting your gut, not enough. Add some glass so y'all can see all the cuts. It's a must, like those loud armpits up on the bus. See, I ain't put bars to a beat like this in ages. Can't contain me in a cage, so try cages. Music penetrating erases all the ages. And watch me just erase all the races from my spaceship.
God made everything around me, forget about the money. None of it is real, y'all. God made everything around me, forget about the money. None of it is real, y'all. God made everything around me, forget about the money. None of it is real, y'all. God made everything around me, forget about the money. None of it is real, y'all.
Another episode of Dumas Radio Placement. Now this is your host, Alex Warner-Lye, and we are here a while Talk Black to Me Tuesdays, and we have a special by special request working to get this interview together for now. So I'm glad we was able to make our schedule this work. I'm talking about a masterful mastermind of our sister Queen Mother. Is here live. My twin is in the building. Call 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1. Questions. I'm excited. Talk Black to Me Tuesday. I'm live with my sister. So right now, it becomes an honor and privilege at this time to introduce some present to others. Special guest, the mastermind of my sister, Queen Mother, Shida, is in the building.
Hello, that was a wonderful introduction. Shalom, brother. Gemini all day. Wait. Team Gemini.
Team Gemini. Oh, say that one more time so they know, in case they got it twisted up. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to let them know. We have to be very careful because, you know, you know how they feel about us. We're the Geminis, though. Team Gemini, we right. have to show them that, you know, the Gemini is the superior, the superior side. So, yeah, knowledge. It's good to talk to you, brother. I'm excited.
How are you doing, I must speak to this. How are you doing?
Yeah, you're kind of choppy sister. Right now, though. I want to get everything that you say. Your the full effect, I must hear everything, and you're kind of choppy right now.
Oh, no, let me fix my choppy. Let me see.
Yes, brother.
Yeah. Fix my choppy.
So, yeah, I feel so at home over here. What's up? I'm cozy.
Yeah.
No, I'm really comfortable, though. Because you know how it is. Knowledge keeps it 100. You keep it real. So I don't know if you're fixing your mic or if you can still hear me.
Microphone check. Microphone check.
Much better.
All right.
Much better. All right. So hello, sir.
Hello. Let's start with you. Let's get a little introduction into the mind of Nipah Shada. Introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Bam, know who you be.
The real Nipah Shada.
The real deal.
Yeah, the one who, you can see, because I talked about Gemini, and if anyone knows a little bit about the twin characteristics, there's that one twin that you put out there, and she's like, okay, I got this. You sit back, gentle twin. You sit back, sweet, gentle twin, and let me go out here and bloody my sword for you. But today, the gentle, sweet twin is with you. So, yeah, that's what it's about. What do you want to know?
So let's see your story. Let's see how you started your path in regards to consciousness, I say. Let's see. How did you begin? What was your spark? What was your enlightened moment? What particular information or spiritual information, whatever the case may be, how did you get started?
That's a juicy topic. So, basically, if we're talking about my quote unquote awakening in the so-called truth, we would say that took place in 2011, but my spiritual consciousness, and also my Black nationalism, self-awareness and, knowing about solidarity and power to the people, that's been since birth, because I was in a home with a father who was very vocal and he was involved in a lot of the movement, so to speak, like the civil rights movement. And so was my grandfather. So my grandfather was a Black nationalist. And he also was in the House of Representatives. So I'll be firing on people, in being super passionate, and I'll say he served in the House of the House of the Senate. But basically, I'm calm and I can speak clearly and say he served in the House of Representatives in the, as a state legislator for 24 years, 12 consecutive terms, and he's in Black history for doing so. Arizona Black history. That's where I am. And that's my father's father. And then my father, they always were working for civil rights and, against oppression. And back then, I think they hadn't established affirmative action, or it was just being established in the 60s, 50s and 60s. So that's who my father is, or was. He transitioned into the spirit world last year, 3 days before my born date. So I was raised with that foundation in my father. And then my mother, who was very spiritual, by the way, my father, I'm going to keep it 100. He was very religious. But my mother, she was in the same household. She was very, and is very spiritual. She taught me about, believing in nature. And when I say believing in it, knowing the power of the connection with nature, and that the Most High, who, people call him different names, the Almighty Power, he gives us nature to be able to, not only feed ourselves and heal ourselves, but also connect to him spiritually. That's what I learned from my mother. So I have a great respect for the natural part of things. And When I say I have a great respect for it, I mean what I say. I'm not, you know, I said I'm a Neo-Hebrew. I follow the Bible, but I understand that when something is carnal, which is natural, it's not evil. It's not innately or at its core evil. When something is natural, excuse me, when something is natural, it has great spiritual power, because everything has a soul and everything has the vibration of the spirit of the Almighty. So I learned this from my mother and from her grandmother, but mostly my mom really kept me in tune with it. Like, for instance, like people make fun of me. It's like a little saying, like, she's crazy because she talks to trees. But I can communicate on a level with trees, or, you know, it get in tune with the bird. The birds give you messages. So that was from my mother. She taught me, like, you saw that. Why did you see the bird? How it came back? Did you see how the birds in the trees flew away? Do you hear the birds, how still they are? You notice that the, you know, this happened, so this will tell you. So really just omens in the earth. You know what I'm saying? Like natural omens. And then the trees about communicating, like, I just... I can't explain it. It's not like they're like, hello, Napa, how are you today? It's just that I can, it's a kind of mental language. So, which is consciousness. Because you know, our souls are connected to the earth, because our souls come from the earth, meaning we come from the earth in our natural selves. And a soul is something that is individual to each one of us. And that's the beautiful thing about it. We have the same pulse as the earth, 7.83 hertz, or yeah, I think it's megahertz. And that's the same pulse as the human pulse. So we are a part of the earth. So it's not too far-fetched to understand, look, if I have the same frequency, if I'm on the same frequency, and I have the same pulse as, well, when I say frequency, I mean with that pulse, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm on that same, if I have that same pulse, then obviously this is me and I can tune into it. And that is also aligned with the Bible, like, and all the spiritual writings. Well, I think so. I'm pretty sure, because we're one with creation. We're all earth beings. We're all earthlings. Now, with that said, though, I do understand order. I'm not some new ager who thinks we're all the same. There is no, you know, we're all the same in the sense where a frog can be my king, you know, like, no, there's an order. So this is about my consciousness. And I'm talking about my journey because this is what I learned from childhood. I do remember back, as far back as 2 years old, I can remember. Maybe I was almost two, I was like one. I remember, my memory, it's a blessing to remember just being a baby and growing up and learning so much. My house, my family, my mother and my father, it's so rich with knowledge and understanding, like spiritual understanding. And, you know, the supernatural was not a big deal for us in my household. Like, telekinesis was something that was just like, okay, you can do that. And, you know, and my mom, she encouraged us to be informed and wise about the spirit world and how it connects to nature, to the natural self, and to be always respectful and always praise and honor the Almighty, and to be in order. So you don't have to separate you know, see, I see these people, they get in the truth or they find out, oh, I'm, you know, I follow the Bible or, you know, I'm awake now. And then they say, well, it's evil to, you know, do anything like a type of ritual where you might fast to get more, more information about a specific situation or to be able to see into something. When I'm saying that, I'm saying like for instance, let's say you want to find out why a person is mistreating you. There's ways according to scripture, because I like to keep on saying that, because there's so many people that would be like, she's a witch. No, a witch would be someone who thinks that she can do it all on her own. A witch would be someone who says, okay, I'm going to take this pumpkin, and I've got these herbs. I have some blessed thistle. All right, and now I'm going to burn this, and I'm going to cut my hand and put some blood on that, and yeah, now I can see, oh, I did that on my own. That would be witchcraft. If you go and you honor the Almighty and you know the source of everything, all power is from there, and then you know, okay, whatever ritual I'm going to do, it's in order because the earth is for me. I'm not praying to anything. I know where my power comes from, and it comes from the Almighty, everlasting, omnipotent, omniscient, power, which people call God. So I need to clarify that. So basically, I was raised to understand that the Bible is power, and you have to know how to read it and tap into the spiritual connection and the information. Now, with that said, though, I'm still a human woman. So on my journey throughout life, when I decided, oh, I'm a Hebrew Israelite, the first thing I was told was, you're wicked and everything you know is a lie. So let me dismantle you. And I was like, okay. And for a short time, sadly, I let people, I let some men that were supposed to be leading me and I was supposed to trust, I let them tell me, yeah, yeah, throw that away. You don't need that, or that's evil, or you know, why do you think that's good? No, don't you know you're a wicked woman? And so I started to get put under a program, but I always was Napa inside. Like, I was always like, no, this is not right. I'm not abandoning everything. You understand? Like, imagine you have a treasure box and it's your consciousness, but it's a treasure box, right? And they say, okay, all of that is wrong. We need you to relinquish that to us so we can discard it. And you're like holding the treasure box and you want to comply, but you sneak maybe like 3 or 4 gems out of there and you put them in your pocket, the best ones, and you let them take, you know, the rest of the treasure box. And you say, well, I really like those treasures and I'm really good at that and I want to hold on to it, but, you know, as long as I have these 3 in my pocket, these 3 gems, I'll be able to one day build my treasure box up again. So that's what happened with me when I did get into become a follower and you know, the Hebrew Israelite movement. However, I'm not really, this is a separate topic. I'm not going to talk about how women are treated because I want to keep this light, not light, but I don't want to bring anybody down. But, you know, what I'm talking about is separate when I say this because, you know, people are on their journey. We're all on our path. And sometimes you get somebody will give you a map and it'll be upside down and you go the wrong way. But once you realize your map is upside down, you turn it back the right way and you say, oh no, I got to go back that way because I was on the right path. So for me, you know, and when I went the wrong way, I actually found some great gems. I picked up some great gems on that path. So being a Hebrew Israelite, I'll always be a Hebrew Israelite, by the way, because you know I still believe it's a heritage, like a genetic heritage. But I'm talking about the movement and the faith. I have the faith, but I'm not a part of like a lot that it stands for, which is a lot of hatred and lies about our people in Africa, that they're not us, and because I am an African. And I love that. That's another thing. I was always holding on to that. I never could really, in my spirit, resign to the fact that Africans are not our people. I was like, excuse me. I was always in my heart like, what? These people are my friends. I have people that I love who are African. And I'm like, these are Israelites. See, that's how I would work it out. I'd be like, no, they're Israelites. But that's why I have to come back to just being myself. I can't be a part of something and, you know, my name a part of it, so to speak, and think, oh, well, they think that people in Africa are not our people. And they also think that, you know, a lot of things that I don't believe, like I don't think we're going to kill babies. I don't care. I get it. I get it that our babies were killed, but we aren't them. Like, anyway, I'm going on and on, but there's a lot of stuff that I just couldn't get into, but a lot of it is beautiful. I love the nationalism. I love the solidarity, even though there's a lot of division because there's a lot of different camps. I love the overall, identity of being a part of something that is our people. And I love the order of knowing that you can address somebody saying, look, are you following Torah? And then they have to follow that. I love that. I love to communicate with someone and say, we all stand on the same foundation. Why are you going against it? And then they say, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to get back on track. I like that. But I'm going to keep it 100. We all know that everybody that says they are reading and following Torah is not following Torah. So, but it's easier to deal with people when you are in a personal situation if you have the same standards, if you have the same rules. You know what I'm saying, brother? Knowledge.
I'm listening.
I want to make sure
intrusive.
I'm still on.
Okay, you're good. You are good. Keep going. It's flowing nice, you know? Messing up my flow over here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, then. So it's great to be able to have, like, that government or that foundation. That's why when I was talking on one of my interviews, another interview, I was like, I don't know how I didn't see. I must have been, like people said, were you living under a rock? No. I came across Dr. Wesley Muhammad. And I was just like, couldn't get enough of listening to that brother, because I love the way he talks about, what does he say, the Black God Code? Are you familiar? You're familiar with him, I'm sure. Yeah. Is it called the Black God Code?
Black God Protocol?
Well, yeah, there you go, brother. Yeah, thank you. The Black God Protocol. I love that. That is what I'm talking about. We need to all have, see, that's what I like about following Torah and following, even I follow the New Testament. What I like about it is, now when I say I follow the New Testament, I'm talking about matching it up with Torah. I need to clarify that because it's all going to go back to Torah for me. And it does go back to Torah, but I digress. So the thing about Torah is people are, have this kind of fear that is real, meaning the fear is real, a fear of transgression. The fear of transgression is real, meaning it's established. Okay, because there are people that will argue like, you don't, there's no God, or what I'm saying, it's established where you can see people are afraid to transgress. And so they know, I don't want to transgress, and I want to follow the rules and stay on code. So if we could do that, if we could do that as a people, and just have that, what Dr. Wesley Muhammad says, have that Black God protocol, if we truly could, none of us, a lot of the problems, not none of us, but a lot of our issues, our petty issues, would be just alleviated. And I don't think that's what we do. I know we don't do that. A lot of us, you know, you'll be, let me use an example. Like you'll meet a brother or a sister, just another Black person, another one of us. And you say, oh yeah, you know, I'm just making up a scenario. So you're cool too. But yeah, you know, I'm so glad that you're in my experience in this world, in my existence, you know, what I'm experiencing in my existence, and I'm so glad you're around. And the person will be like, yeah. And then one day that person might take something from you that you didn't give permission to be taken. And then you go to that person and you say, well, you know, why'd you take that from me? You know, we're supposed to be on code and treat each other like we want to be treated. And then that person say, you know what, I'm not on that code. But I did it because I wanted to take it. And you know, when that happens, the person doesn't have any so-called fear of consequence, of unpleasant consequence. So you realize this person really isn't on the same code with me or on the same protocol where they understand that if you break protocol, if you break code, there's a true negative consequence for you. You will suffer a negative consequence. So there's so many of us doing our own thing. So when we interact, I'm interacting with someone who I might follow Torah, and then that person follows, you know, Islam, follows the Quran. Now, we have, we're monotheistic, but we have a whole different set of rules. And let's say I might meet someone who follows Kemet. They have a whole different set of rules. I might meet someone who's just, you know, living, just being a spiritual African. They're not following the same rules as I do. So I look forward to, and I hope for all of us to be on that same protocol. And then getting back to consciousness, it's still all about consciousness, because consciousness, we interact our individual selves, you know, our so-called soul. We're living with other souls, existing with other souls, trying to have the best experience. But quite often, that's not what happens in this existence because we're so out of sync. And our souls affect the souls of others. Now, I'm not sure, but I'm going to just venture to say that we can break it down and call it energy if you don't want to call it soul. Our energy affects the energy of others. And in this life, because I believe in reincarnation. So in this life, whatever you're doing with your soul in this particular lifetime, you're forming another aspect of your soul print, so to speak. What I'm saying is, if I interact with you, knowledge, I already have my individual soul, but interacting with you, I'm putting a type of, let's take it like art. I'm drawing a part of my soul print. You, my interaction with you is shaping, molding my soul. You're not molding my soul. I'm molding my own soul, but I'm vibing off of your energy. And that makes me, as my individual soul, mold myself in a certain way. And so I'm going to live forever. I say that, like, I don't want to say when I transition, but if I transition, meaning if my time comes, I'll have that imprint, and I'll have that, my soul will be, my consciousness, that's what I'm saying when I say soul, my consciousness will be customized to the experience that I had in this existence. So my consciousness will continue on, you know, and it has also, the beautiful thing about consciousness is it's also always going to be imprinted in this realm. Like when I talked about the pulse of the earth matching our pulse, well, our consciousness also, it's like malleable, if you want to think of it in that way. It's like you know how you touch a cold window and your handprint's there, and then you see it start to, like, you see it clearly, and then it starts to fade away and you don't see it so clearly, you know what I mean? But the print is still there. So that's what it is about having your existence. We're existing as our natural selves, and we have our consciousness, which is our soul, and we interact with other individuals with their consciousness, their souls. And once a person does transition, the consciousness moves on. The actual carbon, the body, you know, the what we can even call melanin if we want to, you know, I'm getting too deep, but the carbon decomposes and goes back to the earth, the physical, the natural. But that soul imprint, like I said, when you touch that window, that soul print is still in this realm. It's still here. It stays. But the consciousness, the soul itself, moves on and transitions. So these are things that I figured out just from, like, my childhood and experiences, like, in childhood, like, supernatural experiences, and learning from my mom, and then reading and studying, and pretty much things that I didn't get. I didn't get this from the Hebrew Israelites. What I got from Hebrew Israelite is, like, the rules and the foundation, which are very helpful, like Torah. And but really, the New Testament, it evolves it every time I grow in my consciousness. I see clearer what the Gospels are about. And the letters, as far as, like, you know, the writings of, not the letters, the writings of, like, Peter and Jude and James, those brothers, those apostles, well, people will argue that, yeah, they're apostles. And then, so I'm, because I'm not mentioning Paul yet, I'm saying those books, like, you read and you really get a great vibe, but especially the Gospels, because I love the life of the Messiah, who is my, I believe, when I call him the Savior, I believe because he came to this realm to show us, okay, I'm a man, and you guys can do this. I'm going to show you how to do it. So, yeah, but this is, as far as the Paul, the epistles, though, because I really want to, for some reason, I think this is just because I was talking about this earlier with someone else. I want to clarify. The epistles are more, for me, like very, very wise teaching. And it's coming from a brother who, Paul, with his experience on what he lived through and what he did, his journey, it's not something to just, you know, thumb your nose at. It's, those are gems, like those are very important lessons and exhortations, you know, from Paul, because he was sending the letters. I mean, there's a lot of argument that, you know, they were interpolated and other people, somebody else wrote them, but, and all their Greek and all that. But my point is, you can still draw from all of that with all the confusion, all the convolution of all the holy books, people changing this and that, trying to hide. They can't hide it. They can't hide the truth from you. It's going to resonate with your spirit. That's why I had mentioned this on another panel. I mean, on a panel. That's why you can see like an atom. You can talk about atom and it's an open, it's 99.99 infinite nines space, because it's empty and you know, the vibration, energy or whatever you want to talk about, spirit, sound, it vibrates within it. And we're all made up of atoms. Because I also didn't mention this, but when I first went into talking about my beliefs publicly, I had laughed because someone said, "Oh, you sound like Oprah mysticism." But everything is sound, even light is sound. And I heard somebody else say that after me, and I appreciate that, you know, someone's listening. Light is sound, and sound is just the vibration of things. That's why we all function, we can all operate on a frequency. Even, you know, they're finding that cancer has a frequency and happiness has a frequency, and, you know, everything is a frequency. So it's exciting. I don't know if I'm rambling yet, and I don't know if you I don't know when you actually jump in and say something, because if you don't, I will just be talking forever.
I'm enjoying myself over here, taking it in. You know, it's good to hear you in your lightness, instead of saying sharing your light and the wisdom that you've garnered from your experience. You reflected on your family, you reflected on your upbringing, you reflected on the two polarities that exist within you, and that you allow them to be complementary to each other. You know, your inclination for rule, for structure, for organization, and your inclination towards the creative aspects of understanding the higher sciences that these ways, both ways, were intended to impart. And it's beautiful how you manifested it through your parents. You see what I'm saying? I had a similar experience with my mother and father. My father was all of the rules. He was all the rules, universal law, universal principles. And my mother was all in the realm of healing. So the science of healing and the science of reformation, reconciliation in the body, in the mind, and in the spirit. So she gave that spirit of love to the world. You see what I'm saying? And it was very transformative and very healing. So these two polarities do work in tandem together and work in harmony. So I'm glad that you were able to meld these two worlds together. You see what I'm saying? It's very genius of you. So I'm just reflecting. I don't want you to think I wasn't listening. I'm paying attention to what you were saying and just taking it in. You know, this is a sanctuary, you know, for us. You see what I'm saying? This is a safe place, and this is where it is. So, you know, when you're speaking, you know, it's the art of listening that's there. You know, it's kind of rare because you somewhere in so many places where you got to fight to get your words in and hope that you've been understood and hope, you know, that someone is receptive to what you're saying. You know, this is here. This is what happens.
Right. Thank you. I know you get it, brother. You know what? That's why I really have a great respect for you, and I could go on and on and on. You get it. And if we could just, like, get about, let's see, 4.5 billion more men like you. Just kidding. And then we could, like, have, like, the rest, you know, of the other billion that would make up, what, 7 billion? Are there more men or more women in the world? I forget. There's more women, right?
More women, yeah.
Okay, then we have 3.5 billion brothers, get it? And then we'll have the 7. Well, there's like 8. I don't even know if there's 8 billion people. But we have like 2.5. So that'll be 5, 6. Help me do the math. 3.5. Dang. I'm a retard. 3.5, of course. 3.5 and 3.5 is 7. Oh, knowledge. Why? She's like, she's not quick with math. No, I am quick with math, actually. But
that's good. We're coming to a close. Are you available tomorrow?
Yes, I will be available tomorrow for part two.
Yeah, let's set this up in there for tomorrow. We could do a part two, and we can get into, you know, some more intricacies, because this is interesting. We're on the Fashida journey. You see what I'm saying? I just have another interview get to, but I want to make sure that I have an accurate time depiction to have you share your thoughts, but there's some other things I wanted to get into with you.
Right. So brother, and thank you for letting me come on. Huh?
If you're available tomorrow around the same time or so.
Yeah, I'll work it out. Because I feel like this is a very positive vibe. Like, I love it. I love the energy, and thank you so much, Knowledge Born Allah, the God. I add that on there. Is that okay? May I add that onto your name?
That's who I am.
Yes.
That's who we are as a collective, you know. So, yeah.
And to anyone, if anyone's listening, thank you for listening, and I hope you received what I put out there, received it well. And, yeah, tomorrow's great. Definitely, brother.
All right. So we're about to get up out of here. Shout out to my sister, my twin sister, for coming through and giving us that jewelry. You know what I'm saying? And tomorrow we'll be on with part two.
Yeah. All right, then. Shalom.
All right. Peace.